strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, growing strong is the worst fucking words of a house you could ask for.
Hear me roar, Richard.
You're making me like
winter is coming.
Like, winter is coming, Richard.
No, winter
is
coming.
Winter
is coming.
There you go.
To your house in Chicago.
Richard's words of his house are oddly specific.
I don't know.
So, if you couldn't tell from our totally awesome, completely original theme song, we are the Nerd AF Show. I'm Hugh Johnson, here with my co-host, Tyler Scott.
Ours is the Fury.
And Richard Williams.
Winter is coming and the dead never die.
Nice, nice.
I like that. That was a good one. Okay.
Yeah, woo. Added to it. Yeah,
well, yeah, I like it.
Remember, I was talking on the phone.
And we are the Nerd AF Show. You can find us on social media at Nerd AF Show, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and on Stitcher. Obviously, we have Game of Thrones on the mind. Season 8, Episode 1 just dropped yesterday, so we're really hyped. Guys, what did you guys think of the new season, the final season, Game of Thrones?
First episode.
I really hope they're building
back after a year.
I really hope they're building to something.
Maybe a zombie war.
I'm hoping so, because so far, I mean, the first episode was like How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Well,
Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, he is in that, right? You guys saw the whole trailer.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in that.
Really?
I'm dang sure. He did a trailer with Toothless the Dragon.
I need a source right on now. This one because
they did a skit with Toothless and him.
But I think he's in the actual movie.
He might be.
I'll check you guys.
We got to figure this.
Let me just say this: it was short because it's just like catching up, and then everything else is going to be longer.
I'm sorry.
No.
Since when was an hour long TV show considered short?
But have you noticed? Did you see the run times on the other episodes?
No, I was too busy binging my way up to this point.
Oh no, they're a hell of a lot longer than a regular episode.
Oh.
So they are like, we'll cut back on this and we'll give you all of this and the other episodes. So I'm okay with them. Oh, let's catch up. Boom. Right into it because it's about to start.
It felt too fluffy to me.
Ever since they have gone
different ways from the books, which was like end of season 6 into season 7,
mm-hmm.
I think it's gone backwards some. Like the stakes aren't as high. People aren't dying the way they're supposed to. Their story, it's George R. R. Martin's story.
Well, actually,
that
now
he's
it's
never
their story.
Finished.
That
he's
never
not
right.
Finished.
Thank
right.
you. Now
right.
it's
like,
their
let's,
story.
Let's not bury the lead here. The reason they've turned away from the books is because he has yet to finish them.
And he's not going to force himself.
But the great thing about the
and I'm having serious well, doubts I mean, about whether he actually will finish them.
When he can make, since he could probably make a house out of money. At this point,
right.
He probably has no incentive to finish.
Exactly.
But I like the books because like nobody was safe.
Yeah.
Like there I were know. Consequences to people's actions. Even if they were good intentioned actions, they still got killed for it because it was stupid things. Rob Stark.
Right.
But like
he
now,
was kind
now
of arrogant.
Just, now I just feel like since well, he was very arrogant, but now since Jon Snow has gotten resurrected once, it just kind of feels like the plot armor has thickened significantly
right.
on a lot of these people.
Killing Jon Snow, I think, was an issue. But was that – I have not read to the end of Dance of Dragons. Does that actually happen?
Spoiler, that is at the very end of Dance of Dragons. That is the last thing that happens in Dance of
so
Dragons.
So we'll see how what Martin does with it, if he ever does something with it. But yeah,
probably not. But either way, dragons are back. It was not the reunion between Jon Snow and Arya was really
yes.
cool.
Was
I was like, oh,
Arya
yes.
and the Hound, Arya
yes.
and Gendry.
Yes.
That was
yes.
also cool.
How about Arya and everybody?
That really was. It was like yeah. Arya meets the
everybody.
Rest of the
Tyrion
everybody.
And Sansa. I also liked.
I
a
like
lot.
That.
And I also am kind of. This is gonna get weird now.
Uh-oh.
This is gonna get
okay.
weird.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping they end up together at the end. I'm just. It's really weird, but they are husband
Tyrion
and wife.
Tyrion and Sansa.
Yeah, they are husband
Dude,
and wife already.
That's that's they, playing snake eyes there. Yeah. I don't know if you, your odds are not high.
Not,
on that
not high
one.
At all. I don't but want I'm, that I'm, at all. I think it could happen.
I don't really want her to be bitter. I just want someone to kill Cersei. Like, even if the Night King wins, yeah. as long as he kills Cersei, I might be okay with this.
You guys don't like Cersei? Just, like, she's so awesome.
No, she's a shitty villain. No. Okay. One defining
Did
point.
You not
of being
she's
noticed?
Not a shitty villain. You take
totally
that back,
Jew. She's a terrible villain.
She's a good one.
She's a great villain. Okay, let's let you make your point real quick, Killian, and then we got to go.
The reason that she is a villain is because she has actively screwed up so many times. Every other action has been her trying to cover her own ass for other actions.
Like she's a good villain.
Yeah, why does that make her a bad villain?
Yeah.
Because she creates her own mess, and then she tries to do something to fix it, and she makes it worse, That's not a good villain.
But not for her. No, for other people.
She makes it worse for herself,
too. She lost three kids because of her meddling.
Because that was the prophecy.
Because of her own meddling. No, I'm calling her... that's her fault.
It is her own meddling, but at the same time, like, I think the show and the books do a great job of, like, showing her inner turmoil. Like, this is someone who is destructive by nature. Like, I think that makes her a good villain because we can actually relate. She's not evil for the sake of being evil.
Yeah.
She in believing she's trying to protect her family and stake her claim in the world, she does these things which inadvertently come back to haunt her.
Because
she's
women
trying
were
to,
back then.
She's trying to keep Natalie Dormer's character.
Marjorie Tyrell.
Marjorie, thank you. She's trying to keep Marjorie from being able to put her claws into Tommen, and that's why she attacks her family, right, in a way, and that ends up, and Tommen, in reaction to that happening, kills himself.
But Marjorie Tyrell, yes, she was trying to manipulate the king. Right. No more than Cersei was trying to. And at least she had some good intention behind it. Like, she was trying to help the poor. She was trying to build up the monarchy.
Yeah. She's a bad person, but to say she's a bad villain, I disagree.
I think she's chaotic stupid. 100% on it. I think Cersei is chaotic stupid.
I can't agree with that. I think she's very intelligent. She, like, blew up the whole... with the sparrows.
That was the one point where I was like, oh my god, you're actually living up to being a villain. Like, she was awesome in that moment.
But
and then
she's
from there,
still
just,
well, doing it. The story's not done. Everyone is so, like, what's
that's
the word?
Kind
impatient.
Of her crescendo, though.
Yeah, let's just
like,
see
she has so many
out.
People in front of her. Her husband, Robert. Her father. Her brother, Jaime.
She got rid of all
now,
of them.
Now she is truly the head of the Lannisters.
For sure.
And now...
I think Tyrion was more on the timeline.
No, because she pushed him in a certain direction. Look, if you actually go back and look at it, she knew that Tyrion did not kill her son. She knew it. And she...
I think she does know it, too. I agree with Richard.
She knew. That was so contrived. And she's like, just get him in jail. And he's in jail. And it could have went one way. And she would have won either way.
I think they all knew. Because Tyrion had mad love for her.
I think we're putting too much... I think you're putting too much faith in Cersei and her ability. I think she was...
Well,
I think Marjorie was a great character. I think Ellaria Sands
was an
awesome character.
You damn right Marjorie's a great character.
That's right. I think Sansa... I think there are tons of great female characters in this show. Cersei's not one of them. I refuse.
I'm not a female character, a villain. I think she's good. I don't think she's amazing, you know, but she's good and she's doing what she feels like she needs to do because she is a woman in this time period.
All right. Hey, guys, we got to go. All
right.
Speaking of great female characters, let's move on to Rey, Star Wars Episode 9. Trailer dropped as a part of, what was it, Star Wars Celebration
Star
this
Wars
past
Celebration.
Weekend. You guys' initial thoughts on
Star Wars
Rise of Skywalker?
The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Okay, first off, total chills.
Okay, go ahead.
That was not me. That was
that was definitely me.
Oh my god!
I definitely fake Rexed into my mic.
Really? Really? You didn't like the trailer?
What happened? Like, I mean, I get it's a teaser.
Dude, it's a teaser.
Emperor.
It's a teaser.
The Emperor laughing
gosh.
In the background.
Let the people tell their story. Oh.
Star Wars Episode 9: A massive overcorrection. That's what they should call it.
Okay. Yeah.
If there's one thing, I've said this before on this podcast, that was good about the Rian Johnson Last Jedi, was that they were moving the narrative away from the tried and true and into its own. We just went back to the tried and true. Now, I mean, obviously Lando was going to show his face at some point.
Of course.
But Now we have Billy D. Now the Emperor's back, like in some weird way. Who knows how it happens? Maybe
there's a lot of
ways. There's cloning, a lot of speculations, right. Cloning,
force ghosting.
You know, first the Rebels Sith episode,
force ghost. Like how Rebels maybe he's gonna be red. Like his aura is gonna be red. You know how badass that would be.
I just say move away from all it all.
Right,
tell,
all right.
Tell your story. This feels like a step back. So. I don't know. I was not impressed by this one.
Okay, so. All
right. It is a teaser, last, but normally the teaser gets the last excited. Jedi, like, I love the Halo 2 teaser. Don't
I think
wrong.
The Last Jedi was good on its own. I think when within the overall saga, it took everything a couple steps backwards. Like this, but this is the problem when you have J.J. Abrams direct the first one, then you switch directors, and now you come back to the to J.J. again.
Right.
It's like, all right, so we've got two-thirds of the story Abrams. It's like the underwear gnomes from freaking South Park. Right, it's like step one was... The Force Awakens. Step two, question marks. Step three, profit in the form of The Rise of Skywalker. I'm excited for a new Star Wars movie regardless.
Well, this ends it.
I think it'll be interesting. Like, you have enough to get my interest with the wreckage of the Death Star. You've got the full cast.
They're on Endor. That's another part of Endor.
I believe it. I can't debate. I don't know on that one at this point. But... It's cool to see all three of the heroes in one spot. I'm interested, like, what's the quest? What's the MacGuffin that they're going after? Mm-hmm. Right. And, like, the idea of them going back into the wreckage of the Death Star for it is so cool, particularly if they encounter ghost-cloned Palpatine whatevs. But, dude, there's enough there to make me so happy.
There's a lot to chew on, absolutely. I just want the story to finish. And this is like my thing with everything I watch. People start flipping out 2, 3, 4 episodes in. I'm like, can we see the rest of the story? And then at the end, really go after it? And like, I mean, we don't know.
No, that's no fun. We should look at half-completed sentences and just start jumping on it.
Well, that's really no fun.
I reserve judgment until I see...
Tyler was being sarcastic, though.
Right. Hashtag sorry. I hope people can realize that at this point in the show.
I like this.
I'm not 100%. That's fair.
Thank you for that, because I was like...
All right. Hey, Richard, come on, man.
Our TV show's one thing.
I'm sorry. I need a little sign. My sarcastic tone is too normal for some people.
Whatever you need.
A TV show is one thing, my man.
All right.
TV show is one thing to critique because you know there's a lot of content left.
Right.
This is a trilogy. Like, two of the three movies are already... done.
Right.
We've only got, like, what, 2.5 more hours of this. Like, what are they going to do? Like, I think you can critique at this point. Like, what are they going to do in 2.5 to 3 hours?
Right.
That's going to really change your mind about this. I don't think there's that much they can do.
Speculate, but let's not start criticizing and destroying a movie so people don't go see it.
Well, no.
Definitely not.
Because some people do that. You know that.
They did that with Solo.
Because of The Last Jedi.
But to Hugh's point, he makes a good point that they started to build something in the first, then they started disassembling it in the second,
right.
And now they're like, how do we finish the, or how do we land the half-finished plan?
I think it's exciting, personally.
I think
it's
it,
like, you
I mean,
got
it
this
could.
And this, what you gonna do?
Well, here's the problem. I don't think it's gonna be a train wreck. I don't think there's any way it turns into a train wreck.
Yeah, because they're just pulling on nostalgia at this point. They're just gonna throw nostalgia at you until you love
Lucas.
It.
They went back to Lucas, and he's like a part of this now. He helped write the last one.
I'm losing respect slowly.
No.
For Lucas?
No, for the movie, because Lucas is now involved.
Oh.
Well, no. What? I mean, he's not like
that. Jar Jar. Get Jar Jar back.
Oh yes. Yeah, why not? You know,
Jesus
just
Christ.
An amazing
Jesus Christ. No. But no.
Just an amazingly terrible character.
J.J. Abrams went to him, and they had a talk, and he goes, this is what I would do. But you know who it comes down to? It comes down to J.J. Abrams. And it's like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Would love to have been J.J. Abrams walking out of that meeting. Like, did he just walk out and go, what the fuck?
You know he had this list. He goes,
what the hell am I going to do with this?
Nope.
It's like, gosh. It's like those redacted government
documents.
Okay, baby.
Nope.
It's like, just there's a line through that. That sure shit isn't going to work. No. Jar comes back.
Right.
No.
Right. That's when we were drinking cognac.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Dude, nope. I'm still excited for it. I have no freaking clue how they're going to end this.
I'm just excited to see it.
But, I mean, the worst thing that could happen, though, is it just comes out mediocre. I'd love for it to be a Grand Slam. I don't know how they make it a Grand Slam at this
point. It's going to be a great... It's so decisive right now, and everything is... I mean, whatever.
Come on, man. We got 2 minutes. Sarcasm, Richard. I'm pointing that out now. Okay, but we've got 2 minutes worth of video. We can't critique 2.5 hours worth of movie off that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Sarcasm.
Yeah. Hashtag sarcasm.
Sarcasm has the win, huh?
I see it, and I raise you a nope.
I've been noped, ladies and gentlemen. I've been noped.
Nope. Duly noted. Nope.
Duly noped. Duly noped.
So real quick. Here's a trailer that did excite me, a video game trailer, EA Respawn bringing up Star Wars Jedi The Fallen Order.
Oh, God.
This game looks sick. Now
I just lost damn mind.
It seems to happen, like the whole Order 66 stuff, it seems to be happening right at the collapse of the Republic, the creation of the Empire. So we're looking at episode 3-4-ish. Yeah,
they said in an article that it released, or that storyline takes place right after episode 3. So
okay.
Jedi are still actively being hunted.
Right.
Like, this looks so cool.
Which I think is going to tie into the Clone Wars, because did you see the commercial? It actually...
Thanks, Producer Andy.
Thanks.
Producer Andy has something to say.
Oh, my God. You hit his head on the counter. Are you okay?
You all right, dude?
Nope.
Andy.
Nope.
Oh, more noping. The nopes continue.
Oh, my God.
The nopes awaken.
So the nope is awakened.
Revenge of the nopes.
What I was going to say is it's going to tie into the Clone Wars, the new one. I think someone pointed out it's like, it's not season 6, it's season 7. I don't know. I don't care.
Right.
Like, this is like a new cartoon's coming out about the Clone Wars. But did you see that one point they had like 5 or 6 Clone Warriors and they're like, all specialized, like one looks like a tank, the other one is like a computer dude. Like, so it's like this whole thing. I'm wondering what happened, because we all know in Rebels 3 of them escaped and they end up helping them. Oh, you haven't seen Rebels?
No, it's on my list.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
But Rebels is after.
No, Rebels,
well, that's
is,
okay.
is
Rebels is right ahead. After 3?
Rebels is after
Revenge of the Sith.
It would have to be, because there was no rebellion up until that point.
So it's somewhere in between, but it's further than this game's going to be. It's a little bit further.
Okay, so maybe it's like a lead up into Rebels at that point, or maybe like a little bit of overlap.
Because Lando Calrissian's in it, and he's still young.
Right. Oh, okay.
Is he played by Donald Glover?
Young-ish.
Please tell me he's played by Donald Glover. Damn it, I need Donald Glover to do
this. I don't know. Donald Glover might be too big just to be on. You got to just call Donald Glover.
Of all people, right?
He's fucking Simba, bro.
He'll do it. He'll be like, is it crazy and weird? Can I have an afro?
Wouldn't that be amazing, though? Like, we got Simba.
It would be cool.
And we got Lando.
Right.
We have Lando Simba.
Can I have an afro pick in my hair?
Simba Calrissian.
I need a blowout.
Let's do this.
Call that, bro.
That'd be good. I like that.
That's black people here.
But just like, from a developer standpoint, I know it's EA. We're about to talk a little bit about EA with Anthem later. But from a developer standpoint, I love EA Respawn. Like, these are the guys behind Titanfall. These would be like Respawn Entertainment. I think they're such a great company. They're behind Apex Legends. And this is like kind of the new Fortnite. You guys heard of Apex?
No? Oh, yeah. No? I play Apex. I'm just more interested then, because if you've got a... Like, from what I remember of Titanfall, they're great multiplayer games. They are not story-driven. And so I'm a little concerned here because, like, as you mentioned, Hugh, we'll get into Anthem a little bit later, but Anthem was a huge departure for BioWare. Not BioWare. Yes, BioWare.
Yes, BioWare, yes.
And that has caused a lot of issues because they don't know how to make a massively multiplayer online game.
Right.
So if you've got a studio that has killed it when it comes to multiplayer, like online shooter-style games... It makes me a little concerned.
Yeah, you're making a single-player game. What is with EA putting developers in this position, right?
But I like single-player, third-person games.
Well, it's not that a question of whether it's good or whether it's a good choice to make the game or not. I'm just saying, why is this going to the developers who have killed it with multiplayer shooter games? Because they don't have the DNA and as much experience creating
but it's
that
about
sort
them
of
experience.
BioWare, but Titanfall...
They kill it, if they kill it, for God's sakes, it's going to be awesome in their court. And I'm sorry, Hugh, keep going.
EA has not killed recently, though, except for bombs. Lots and lots of bombs.
This is their chance.
Yeah.
Right. But Titanfall is really about the gameplay. Mm-hmm. And I think they can bring that. I saw, like, I shouted out in my tweet. I saw the guy running on a wall. It reminded me of that Titanfall wall run mechanic. I think that they can bring some of that to, like, this franchise, to mm-hmm. Star Wars, and really create a fun experience here. And from what I've heard, like, a lot of people didn't, I don't know, play Titanfall 2. That has a much better single player experience.
Okay.
But I have not. I can't say that.
I like story driven. Okay.
Well, I mean, if they can take the mobility of Titanfall, because that's right. One thing I was always impressed by was how mobile you could be on the battlefield, and apply that here.
Exactly.
Like, that's going to be sick. I'm just also thinking, like, okay, Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 was the last one that we got. It was.
Wasn't great.
It was not great.
But and I like where they were going, though. I mean, true. Force Unleashed 1 and 2, but he already has powers. I want to learn.
Right.
How to, like, start lifting things and throwing at people.
Well, like the old Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Jedi Outcast games.
Yeah.
Where you had to learn force powers. You had to invest in, like, learning different things, right. And you had to adapt to those conditions.
Right.
And it had a good story behind it.
See, I need that. I need a good story.
Right? Like, I would go for that. I'd be very happy if that can be pulled off. I'm just concerned that since
the story may not exactly be there.
Yeah, they're not big on story-driven games. So it's like, okay, we're teaching the kids how to ride a new bicycle, basically. Well does this go, particularly with a AAA franchise that we haven't gotten an installment like this in a long time?
Well, it seemed like it was doing that. I mean, from the commercial I saw, it seemed like it was story driven. And I'm just gonna say this: Force Unleashed 2, I love that you can make your lightsabers, because they made me. I could do black saber. I did it.
But that's all. That's a
Richard, quick counterpoint. That's the bar for Richard right there. Make my lightsaber.
Quick counterpoint, and then I'm going to try and get out here and get to Anthem real quick.
Sorry.
I think with a Star Wars game especially, like, story's important, but a lot of people are coming for that gameplay. What Richard just mentioned around, that's a gameplay decision, having to being able to customize your lightsaber. I think it's a fun game to play, and you just can go around, like, you know, wrecking people with a force, or you can use your lightsaber. Yeah. I don't know exactly if you're just going to be going around doing all that given the setting,
mm-hmm.
but if it's a fun game to play, I think people will come. It'll be successful, because that's what you want to do with a Star Wars game. Right. I think you want to go off and you want to be a freaking Jedi and just have fun.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah.
I just think that with the Star Wars saga, the Skywalker saga, at least concluding, now's the time to start launching some really good additional stories.
You're right.
And they've got that potentially with the Mandalorian, mm-hmm. Directed by Jon Favreau. This could be another thing. This could be an entire, like,
expanding the universe.
Yeah,
basically.
And expanding the universe. And that is what we need, particularly since Disney torched the vast, vast, vast canon. So.
Yeah. True, true. Okay. Oh, that's a good point. We'll leave it there. But we will stick with games and EA in particular and move on to Anthem. So last recording, we were going to have Tyler do a take him to church segment about Anthem in general. This is, if you don't know about Anthem, it's a loot shooter. It was going to be the Destiny killer. It was going to be the next big thing for this genre. It's turned out to be a massive flop. It breaks games. It's got a ton of glitches.
It breaks consoles.
It breaks consoles. Yeah.
Like, PS4s are dying to this.
Some PS4s
nope, 100%.
Have been bricked.
Like, yeah, don't touch it. Mm-mm. It's poison.
Yeah, if you have a PS4, poison. You may want to watch it. Though I've heard that
poison.
It was
poison.
I heard that it wasn't actually bricked, more like just you had to do some weird, like, internal switch that no one knew about.
Oh, yes, but, just having to do an internal switching of my PlayStation 4. Right, that's not breaking it.
Right. It's definitely not something you should do for, like, a game. So anyway, it's been very flawed at launch, more so than you see typically from this genre. Kotaku's Jason Schreier, not long after that, wrote a great article. If you have not checked it out, it's a bit of a long read, but worth it. How BioWare's Anthem Went Wrong, detailing what happened inside of BioWare, talking to many former BioWare employees, talking about how stressful it was, how there was not a lot of guidance and leadership and direction in terms of making the game, how there was some infighting between BioWare, how the EA forced them to use their Frostbite technology, which, you know, wrecked the game.
Oy.
So, boys, let's react real quick. Anthem, Tyler, I'll let you go first. What do you got
to
say?
You really want me to start this train off? Because I might not stop.
Oh.
Well, you can take my part because I'm not familiar with it.
I'll say this because I'm in a clan in my Destiny group, and there's been a lot of talk about whether we should move to Anthem or yada yada. A couple of guys got it. It was my birthday. I've had extra money coming in. I wanted to purchase this game, but I got burned with Fallout 76, and I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
Okay.
No, like I picked it up. It's bad. No one's playing it. We go right back to Destiny. Couple guys get it. I'm like, all right, there's some Destiny content around the corner. Let me wait to see if people are still playing it. Obviously, we know the answer to that. No one's playing Anthem. It's a bad game. And I've kind of been the Anthem defender, if you will, because for this genre, this loot shooter genre in particular, bumpy starts and rocky launches are always kind of part of it. Destiny had a rocky launch. You know, Division was a massive launch. Etc. This is kind of par for the course for this genre, but it seems like Anthem is just broken in so many more ways. Destiny had the benefit of having great gameplay, but just didn't quite have other, like, some fun endgame stuff. Bungie was able to, reroute their course and fix it, and now it's a huge success. I don't know what to think anymore after reading this article. I always thought that that Anthem would come back in about a year or so. That seems like a good time to play a loot shooter if you want to play one. But now it's just like y'all might just want to shelf this and get on to Anthem 2 and just say, hey, let's come back to this. But I don't know. Reading this, a lot of people say fuck EA. I'm like kind of fuck BioWare and EA, mostly fuck BioWare on this one. I'm a huge Dragon Age fan, so I'm much... Yeah, I'm very much into their content, but
Mass Effect,
yes,
and Mass Effect, KOTOR, Jade Empire, a lot of great games, and for them to have this on their record is just what to even make of it. All right, I've talked a lot. Go ahead, Tyler.
Okay,
I need something to respond.
All right, ladies, gentlemen, buckle up. Okay, first off and foremost, I want to go back to last season at some point. I called this shit. All right. You can go back. You can listen to the mic. We were going to do Anthem Watch every week.
Oh, that's
leading
right.
up to this pile of PCs being released. And I called it and said, this is going to be a shittier version of Destiny.
Oops.
And
you did.
Son of a gun
oh,
called
wow.
it.
Wow.
Ah, it feels good. Now.
Right. To be right.
It doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen often. I have to glory in it while I have it. But, like, honestly, man, like, Anthem, I think, is a great example of what the hell is wrong with video games these days. We get half-finished, half-assed, stupid-ass games that get released for no other reason than because someone at the top of the pyramid is like, well, I don't know video games, but I've been working in the auto industry for a long time. We better just release this while we have it. Like, they are taking these wonderful, perfectly great studios like BioWare, and they're saying, hey, you know how you've been doing one thing really well? Fuck that thing. Let's go do something completely different on an engine you don't even fucking know. Like, they made a move to Frostbite. They made them go and make a game that they shouldn't be making in the first place. Like,
To be fair, Dragon Age Inquisition was also made on Frostbite, one game of the year.
Okay, but Dragon Age Inquisition is also
single
a
player.
Different type of game. It is a single-player, story-driven.
It does have multiplayer, but it's mostly single-player.
But first and foremost, it's a single-player game.
Right.
And it does not, in any way, shape, or form, qualify as a massively multiplayer online game.
Right.
So to compare the two, like, there's just not enough crossover there. Like, BioWare had an option here to make, and from all accounts from the article, it sounds like they actually might have had a shot at doing this. And they didn't, for one reason or another. But honestly, like, that's kind of the side note. The real thing that I feel here is I just feel sad by this. Like, I remember playing amazing story-driven one-person games for years before multiplayer games came out, and we got into this shitty cycle of, hey, we have to release something every year for every series that we have. And now we're in this shitty, terrible space where they're releasing half-finished games just to make street dates and giving it like, hey, you know, this sucks, but we'll patch it, you know, 500 times over the next month.
And still make you pay DLC.
And still make you pay for DLC. Fallout 76 is another fucking offender on this one. Uh-oh. Because they freaking shipped a shitty game. Right. They knew it was bad, and they even screwed people out of pre-order bonuses because of it. Like, there is a whole another segment we could do just on Fallout and how far Bethesda has fallen from grace. Like, that's what's indicative, I think, of the entire video game industry right now. We are getting half-assed products that are not being finished, pushed to street, and then said, hey, we'll fix it over the next year, but while you're doing that, pay for the base game, the battle pass, the season pass, and the DLC. A $60 game should not be $180 by the end of it.
That's just to true. Get good. No, I agree, but at the same time, we're also at fault as gamers because we buy it.
Are
like,
we?
Like we buy it. If they can get away with putting out a half-finished product, we buy it. We stick with it. We buy the DLC. There's going to be no incentive for the publisher or the developer, those on the corporate business side, to turn around and say, hey, let's actually do better about this. I think we got to do a better job of making our voices heard.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to say boycott, but like, I don't know. Like, what is the solution? Like,
I think you're right.
Do we need to?
And I'm hoping that Anthem is the freaking turning point.
Right.
Because I think now everyone's kind of come to the conclusion of like, look what happens when we don't hold EA accountable to the shit that they try to pull. And it is not just EA.
It's BioWare.
Yeah. It's Activision.
You can't just go fuck EA on this one.
No, it's BioWare. It's Activision. It's Blizzard. Right. Like, there's a whole host of people that we can line up here.
Right.
But honestly, again, at the end of the day, it just makes me sad because think of all the amazing gameplay that we're missing because this is being so terribly mismanaged. Like, I don't know what needs to change or what could possibly be done because I honestly don't know the industry well enough. But I feel bad for the developers because they are given impossible tasks and somehow come through with a half decent product is a miracle. But it sure as shit is not what should be sent out to the street. So, I mean, to me, it just makes me sad.
Is it a time thing? That's what I'm kind
well,
of wondering.
Well, I mean,
well this
the,
one was 7
article,
years in development. So okay.
The article... Well, the article talks about... But the article talks about how there's a lot of turnover between game developers, between creative heads, and each of them, like with Star Wars, going from J.J. Abrams to Rian Johnson, they both had a different vision. This game went through like 7 different directors in its production time.
That's too
and
that's
multiple
ridiculous.
Different types of development teams came in and came out, and so it's like handing off a half-finished product.
Right.
It's like telephone. It's like that old game you used to play as a kid doing telephone and getting, like, you get to the end and it's like, that was nowhere close to what we started
with. Well, everyone
with.
Wants to put their stamp on it. If there's new people coming in, it's like, boom, that's what I did.
Even from the article, though, it doesn't sound like people want to put their stamp on this because nobody knows what the hell is going on.
Right. They need a direction, and I'll say this. Here's where I blame BioWare the most, the infighting. Like, you said they didn't know how to make a single or a multiplayer, like, online games as service type game like this one. But they did have a studio in Austin that did with the Old Republic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And, like, there was a section of the article saying, like, a lot of fans think, like, BioWare, like, in Canada, Edmonton, right?
Yeah.
Is the A team, the Austin team is the B team, and then the ill-fated Montreal that got, like, closed down, shut down was the C team, right? And I guess that kind of attitude permeated BioWare itself. It's like, you can't have that. These guys actually know how to present a game as a service. You have to be able to do that. But I'm going to let you have the last word on it because you've been so passionate, Tyler, but we got to go.
Okay. BioWare, I love you guys. EA, guys, you have made great games in the past. I am begging I beg video game producers, treat your people with respect, take care of them, and let's get back to producing killer content. It can be done. We've seen it plenty of times with great games like Spider-Man coming out, Red Dead Redemption 2, God of War. Like, these are all amazing games. It can be done. Like, pull your heads out of your asses, get it done.
And yeah. Let's move on. Let's talk a little bit Avengers Endgame. Speaking of getting it done, whatever it takes, fellas. April
26th.
Is the day to remember, to memorize, to go out and go see the final chapter in the phase one of the MCU. Are we?
Makes me so one? Happy. Yep, yep. It is. Yeah.
I'm excited.
So 3.5 hours at least. This is a Lord of Rings film, dude. Are they gonna have an intermission? So I can just empty my bladder.
No, dude. Like this is a catheter situation. Right. Okay. I'm buying a large cup and I'm just gonna be sitting there hoping no one's noticing me at the Alamo. Okay.
It's all about adult diapers.
Oh, no, I will pee in a cup before I go with
to quote
diaper.
The great Boss Baby, I don't have that kind of time, right. Dude. Our astronauts use diapers, so do NASCAR
drivers. Hey, it's like the turn into a jail, no one know.
That's gross.
No, I know. That's gross.
No. Catheter situation, 100%. I'm Tim Catheter.
Turn this around before producer Andy dings this segment out of existence.
That's true.
Thanos.
Oh! Hey! All
right, guys. So, are you ready? What are your thoughts and feelings heading into Avengers Endgame?
I am actually concerned about the whole bladder control issue during most of the movie.
Yeah,
I feel like there's going to be some amazing move.
It's the movie.
It's a 3-hour movie.
They show like 15 minutes of like previews, and then they end it with "Go get a Coke. Go get a Coke. Ooh, here's a nice Coke."
It's true. It's true. And then you're sitting there going, "You know what? The one thing is that I really want right now,
Captain Marvel."
Yeah, Captain Marvel was
whatever.
Rough.
I'm going to Alamo Draft House. There's just like this. Like
shout
nice
out.
That's even worse because Alamo they're like Draft right House. There. Would you like a water? Even if it's just like, would you like a
man.
Water? But yes,
but the theater,
I'm very excited.
Aside, yeah.
Oh my gosh, sorry. We get to see like, what is it, 10, 12 years worth of work come together in one final movie. Like, well, final for phase one, I should say. But the final for phase one?
Four.
What do you mean?
It's the final for phase four, no?
I thought we were in, what phase are we in at this point? I thought we were in phase one.
We're phase four.
No, we're past phase one.
Okay, let me read. Sorry. All right. Whatever phase we're in, it was begun with phase one.
Phase one ended with Avengers. Phase two ended with Age of Ultron. And then there's phase three. So we're going into phase four.
Okay.
We're in phase three.
This is the end of something.
This is the end. This is the end of 10 years of story and world building.
Phase three.
Like for anybody who enjoys like world building and storytelling like that, God, man, 10 years.
Of
like,
great movies.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good movies.
Not all.
A few great.
Awesome,
a few great. But
right.
So excited for this. Right. So very excited. Hopefully no Ant-Man
or
up the butt.
Dark World.
Bye.
Yeah. No.
Iron Man 3. Mandarin.
Oh, that was
trying to do it to you, Tony. That was a trash.
Except for, let's see. I think Captain America is the only one who's gotten away without a really bad movie in the three.
That lucky SOB.
That's
he'll
true.
Probably live too. Like
no, he won't.
Oh! Hopefully he dies.
I think he dies. I think I kind of hope
Man,
so.
And Tony gotta die.
Yeah. Well,
if he dies, Tony gotta
die.
No, Tony dies.
Doesn't have to die. He's got little Spider-Man to take care of now. His protege.
That's true.
AI.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like a Force Ghost projection.
I hope
AI
not.
Thing.
I don't know if I. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't trust Tony Stark as.
Should
an
they
AI.
All just die? Like all the original Avengers? Like
no.
Just kill them all.
First off, Thor does not die.
I think there's.
I refuse.
Thor doesn't die.
I think there's several different because what I've been gathering and listening to is. There's going to be several different times they're going to mess up and fuck up. So I think some people are going to die at certain points, and then certain people are going to die at other points.
Are they going to rewind time?
I don't want to say that right now, but I know they're
Seems
going
likely.
To go through the
quantum
realm.
Yes. And I really...
I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp last night. I'm like, oh, time vortex? You don't say.
Tell me more. Tell me more, a strange woman who is stuck in there with no psychological damage,
right.
Apparently.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Well,
hello there, Michelle.
Well, she can heal, like, what's her name? Ghost or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
She healed ghosts.
She's like, my whole body has changed since being there.
Which was cool.
You sounded like so much like a South Park character. Like, it was like Cartman talking first.
My whole body
has changed.
No, kitty, I healed her body.
I hate your body.
There we
Sorry,
are.
Let's go. Sorry.
Yes, very excited. Super stoked for it. Can't wait. Don't even care what the ending is. Just very excited to see what the ending is, period.
Don't even care what the ending is. Very excited to see it.
I don't care if Thanos wins or if the Avengers win. Mm. I'm pretty sure the Avengers win.
Pretty sure the Avengers have to win this time.
But I just want to see how it good ends. Booking.
There's a sacrifice. There's a huge sacrifice.
Like,
for sure.
Like if Indiana, it better like be both, Indiana Jones if it style is, sacrifice.
If Tony dies, I just want Cap dead too. You ain't got to kill really? Anyone else. Just really? Kill off Cap
Why?
And Tony.
Because he loves Iron Man and he hates Cap.
Yeah, I'm Team Iron Man forever, even though the Sokovia Accords fucks everybody. Like, we got that one wrong.
Let's look at this.
Yeah, let's go back to talking about people who make a mess and then screw up more trying to fix their
Captain
mess.
Captain America.
So.
The actor who plays Captain America.
Chris Evans.
Right. He wants to start directing. And it's like, you come back. We give you money for your films.
Seriously. Disney brings everyone back like that, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
and,
pretty much James Gunn.
Robert Downey Jr., he too expensive.
Oh, yeah, he's too expensive.
That's why they're like this. That's 5 minutes.
That's crazy,
now get
though.
Out of the screen.
He's still,
he got out of jail and then just became Iron Man. Like that's a crazy story.
Oh, I mean, did a couple of things along the way. I liked him as an actor before that. But anyway, go ahead.
I liked him in U.S. Marshals, which was before he was in jail. Mm-hmm. So I'm no bandwagon hopper here.
I've heard good things about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang as well, if you're looking for a deeper cut.
God, there was like this wonderful comedy that he was in, and he was possessed by ghosts. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
And that was beautiful. Alfie Woodward was like my favorite ghost.
I forget what the heck
it.
Is
I'm like, oh.
That's called.
But. So.
Anyway.
How do we think Thanos is going to lose? Let's just make predictions about that.
Or is he
going to
help
soon.
Them?
Or is he going to help them? Why would he help them?
He
this
would
is
help
his life's
them.
Work.
Well, he kind of messed up. Because it's like this. Let's see. Let's go back to Gamora's planet. It's like this. He did that. With an army, he picked the people who died. This, it's so random. It's completely random. So that means it's going to have to keep going, and he's going to have to snap, what every decade or what have you, because people are going to populate. They're going to continue to populate. Yay. So...
I don't think
anyway,
it's a decade,
I don't know. I've been thinking about
that,
it way too much.
That raises a lot of that raises a lot of questions because from what we've seen so far, it looks like the gauntlet is pretty corroded onto him. Like we don't know if it's even functional at this point.
I've been listening to it. They say that the gems don't have as much power as they used to.
Okay, so maybe he can only snap like a quarter next time, and then it's like 10%.
I think
and then
he
like
can
5%.
Only use them to fight them. I mean, if you saw the commercial like I did, it's like Captain Marvel's like, "Let's go beat it, kick his ass," basically.
But that's Captain Marvel. Like she doesn't
but
really shy
totally,
from anything. She's just like Infinity Stone. Nothing. Let's
right.
go kick his ass.
Because she's not aware of it. She's
empowered
totally,
by an Infinity Stone.
Yeah, there is
well,
that
true.
Too, so
that's true. I mean, but come on, it's like this. They're totally centered up to get smacked down. I mean, any person who's like, "I am here. Let's go kick butt," is usually the first or
well,
last
so
person.
I think it ends
down.
With a Hulk because like
Professor Hulk.
Professor Hulk.
Bruce Banner finds a way to
PhD,
turn back into the Hulk.
Become one.
PhD in ass kissing, kicking.
Ass
kissing. Whoopsie.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Mark Ruffalo. I love you.
So
he's gonna come with
Hulk hands and beat me up
right.
now. Yeah. Best moment of my life, right there.
I ruined the movie.
But after taking such a beating and just essentially, to use a wrestling term, jobbing to Thanos in the first film, I think he comes out on top. It ends with Hulk puny godding Thanos. That's gonna be my take on it.
I don't think so. I think Thanos is too strong. I think he could take them all. I think they're gonna distract him with Captain Marvel and Thor while some team of people hopefully doesn't go up his butt. I don't know where that came from, and I don't want
it. Ant-Man's going up the butt, dude.
I don't want that to be a thing. I really don't.
Everyone's laughing about that.
Like, I know, but it's like, huh, that's weird.
Right, that's nasty.
So, yeah, that's nasty. So I'm hoping I got money on final blow will be Thor. He'll go for the head this time. I think that Captain America dies in the process.
Thank you. Tony
lives on with it.
Booyah!
Because he's also got marriage coming up with Pepper and all that stuff. Like he's not the one who gets axed at this point.
I think he dies.
I'm particularly curious. Like what's gonna happen for Guardians 3? Does Gamora come back?
Yes, she's coming back.
Is she a Force ghost? Is she a red Force ghost?
No, she's coming back. Look, let's just
she's
go,
a green Force
let's
ghost.
Just
oh my
go,
gosh!
Let's just go with Mark Ruffalo messing crap up again. And he goes, yeah, I was on screen and all of us were there, every single Avenger. It's so, going to happen.
So maybe Mark Ruffalo.
On screen.
So maybe the ending. Avenger. The ending.
Oh, wait, wait. He already leaked something?
Yeah, he did this a long time ago.
So maybe the ending and is Mark like, Ruffalo up. Just. Maybe the ending is Mark That's Ruffalo just happens. Wakes up and this has all been a dream.
Oh, my God. He just ruins everything.
And he just ruins everything. He's like, guys, I had this wonderful option for an Avengers movie. We should talk to the Russo brothers.
There you go. Yeah, that'd be a cool way to end it. With them all on screen. All right, guys, time to wrap this episode up. Been a fun time here. Let's do some plugs. Let's like plug what we're watching, what we're doing, what we've seen recently, what we're excited about coming up. I'll start. You can find me on Twitter at HughJohnson707. Give a quick shout out to WrestleMania 35. It was a good show. Too damn long. 7.5 hours of wrestling is just too much. But
did you watch that all in one sitting?
Ugh, I had to break it down. Okay. That's a lot of wrestling.
I did it last year. That's a lot of leotards. Good for
Jeez. Yeah, man. Shout out to all the performers and everyone who did their thing. Shout out to my boy Kofi Kingston becoming the second African-American WWE champion. Oh. You are the man, my friend. Congratulations.
La, la, la.
Tyler, Richard, fight amongst yourselves.
Right, because we fight. Sarcasm. Sarcasm.
Oh, my God, I'm going to throw my glass.
Go for it. You can find me on Twitter at Wild Wanderer. That's WYLD_Wanderer. Recently, it has been all about Overwatch League. It is so much fun to watch now that they've expanded it to 20 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal favorites, I have to go with the Chengdu Hunters. They're so much fun to watch because they just come up with the craziest strategies. So if you're not watching, go start watching some esports. It's very fun. It's a lot of fun to just to see that happen. And they're playing they play usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So go check it out. Enjoy some good Overwatch.
Is Vancouver still undefeated?
Vancouver and freaking New York. Like, I need New York to stop. I don't like them. I want the Titans to destroy it, and I would like the Chengdu Hunters to come in a close second.
Expansion team undefeated. That's pretty awesome.
That is really impressive, and I haven't quite figured out what player to support here, but I really want to support Vancouver and Chengdu on this one.
Well, there we go. Richard.
Okay, first of all, I want to send a shout-out to the Cantina cast. They were there at Star Wars Celebration. And their podcast, my buddy Albert Padilla, who I went to high school with, I'm so proud of you. We've come a long way from discussing Star Wars in your room, in my room, and then me eating dinner with your family. And you're my theater buddy. I totally love you for that. So y'all rocked it on the stage. I can't even believe you had a podcast on the stage, and you have amazing followers. Anyway. Rock on. This weekend, I saw Black Summer. Great zombie, like, season one on Netflix. I saw all of Sabrina. Wow. Did it end with Satan?
Did it end with Satan?
Can we back that up for a second?
It ended with Satan.
It ended with Satan.
Like, season two. Satan came to Earth and... I'm like, and he is not a bad-looking person. So
I'm reminded of South Park once again.
Satan. oh, my God. It's pretty close. I'm just going to let you know. He just ain't red. Anyway, we're going to leave it there. And Doom Patrol, you have been my wonderful vixen. I love seeing you.
Matt Bomer,
every...
we love you.
Oh, my goodness. If you have
Go
not
Alan Tudyk.
Seen Danny Street or what, Danny Patrol, so much fun. A little bit of music, not too much, but it's great. And I think that's about it. Game of Thrones. Keep going. It's going to be longer. Let's just see the story. I'm loving it. There we go. Done.
Go Night King.
Do, do,
all right.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you all for joining us today. Make sure you check us out on social media at Nerd AF Show on Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher, and Instagram. We out for the throne. Nerd.
The Nerd AF Show is a production of F420 Films and is directed by Andy Caldwell.